say, temporary L11. America's War on Terror and the Decade of War, 2001-2011. Written by Catherine Simone Aldridge. Narrated by Adrian Sullivan. Thank you for listening. The book begins now. As Ogwe, a Tuesday morning, the morning of September 11, 2001, began as ordinary mornings do, with alarm clocks and breakfast routines, with children boarding school buses and commuters filing onto trains, with the vast machinery of American daily life humming along in the reassuring cadence of the unremarkable. The sky over the Northeast was a perfect cloudless blue, the kind of September sky that poets have always associated with clarity and promise. No one who lived through that morning would ever see such a sky again without remembering what came after. By the time it was over, 2,977 people were dead, in Lower Manhattan, in Arlington, Virginia, in a field in western Pennsylvania. The twin towers of the World Trade Center, symbols of American economic power that had defined the New York skyline for nearly 30 years, had collapsed into dust and rubble. The Pentagon's western facade had been torn open. Four commercial airliners had been turned into weapons by 19 men acting in the name of a religious ideology that most Americans had never encountered. The world changed on September 11, 2001. The cliche is true because the event was genuinely transformative, not in the immediate physical damage, catastrophic as it was, but in what it revealed and what it set in motion. It revealed that the United States was vulnerable in ways that Americans had preferred not to contemplate. It set in motion a decade of wars, a sweeping expansion of the national security state, and a fundamental reorientation of American foreign policy toward a global war on terror, with no clear endpoint and no geographic boundaries. This is a story of that morning and its aftermath, the planning and execution of the attacks, the wars they triggered, the choices made and unmade in their wake, and the long, unfinished reckoning with what September 11 meant for America and for the world. The Attack, 2001. Chapter 1. Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden, Jihad, and the Planning of September 11. The attacks of September 11, 2001 did not emerge from nowhere. They were the product of years of planning, ideological development, and organizational building by a group that had been waging war against the United States. In its own estimation, for nearly a decade before American officials fully grasped the nature of the threat, understanding September 11 requires understanding Al-Qaeda, its origins, its ideology, and the extraordinary operation its leaders conceived and executed against the world's most powerful nation. Osama bin Laden was born in 1957 in Saudi Arabia, the 17th son of a construction magnate who had built a fortune building and renovating the holy sites of Mecca and Medina. He grew up in privilege, educated in elite Saudi schools, imbibing the conservative Wahhabi Islam that shaped the kingdom's religious culture. His radicalization accelerated during his years at King Abdulaziz University in Jeddah, where he encountered Abdullah Azan, a Palestinian scholar who would become his mentor and who preached that armed jihad was every Muslim's individual obligation. The Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979 provided the crucible in which bin Laden's ideology hardened into a life's mission. He traveled to Pakistan in 1980, using his family's wealth and construction expertise to support the Afghan Mujahideen fighting the Soviets. He established Maktab al-Khidmat, the services office, with his aim to recruit, finance, and organize Arab fighters for the Afghan jihad. The organization that would become Al-Qaeda grew from these foundations. The CIA and Pakistani intelligence, which were channeling American and Saudi funding to the Afghan resistance, operated in the same ecosystem. Though the precise nature of any relationship between American intelligence and bin Laden himself remains disputed, the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan in 1989 left bin Laden convinced that jihad had brought down a superpower. The lesson he drew, that determined religious warriors could defeat any enemy, however militarily superior, would shape his strategic thinking for the rest of his life. He returned to Saudi Arabia, a hero of the Afghan war, only to be appalled by the Saudi government's invitation to American forces to station troops on the Arabian Peninsula following Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990. To bin Laden, the presence of American infidels on the soil of the holy sites was an unforgivable desecration. Expelled from Saudi Arabia in 1991 for his political agitation, bin Laden relocated to Sudan, where he established Al-Qaeda, the base, as a formal organization.